Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, CEOs, presidents, and business owners, they're people that make the economy work. They are the engine of the economy. Without them, without jobs, we don't have an economy. We actually don't have a country. Jobs are so important, and it's extremely important that business people who are running companies continue to learn. Every day they continue to learn something, explore new things, understand how to improve their IT or possibly their website or their management style or their hiring practices or their sales techniques. There's so many things that they can study. But you know, CEOs, presidents, and business owners, they have to remember not to forget, because at times, business owners think that it's all about them, and it's not. It's not about you, the CEO, president, or business owner. It's about the customer, the client, the employee, your vendors. So you have to stop and you have to think, I have customers. What do they want? Because what you want is not necessarily what they want. And if you're giving them what you want, you might be missing the mark. So it's really important to understand your customer or client base and understand what they need, how they think, how they react to your products, what products do they need, what's on their mind. It's also important to understand what's on your employees' mind. Of course you need employees to cooperate. Of course you need to get things done. But this is a whole new world. You know, possibly your grandfather had a business, and when your grandfather had a business, he would say to an employee, do this, and nobody would even question it because they would be afraid of losing their job. They would be afraid of getting bad referrals. They would be afraid of never working again because they had a family to feed. But as the time has gone on and people have become more aware of themselves and more aware of what the possibilities are, they don't necessarily want to do what you want them to do. Now, there are things that we need to do in business. There are ways that we need to handle business, but it's how do you approach them? How do you talk to them so it doesn't seem like it's about you, it's about what the customer or client needs? It's also important to talk to everyone this way. I don't care if it's the landscaper. I don't care if it's the vendor. I don't care if it's the insurance agent. You need to put that person first. You need to understand who they are. You need to understand how they communicate. You need to understand what their needs are. And, of course, there's certain things that need to get done, and people sometimes will resist you, and you have to say, just do this because I am the boss and that's the way it's going to be. But as we go through business and as we go through life in this age with millennials coming up, we try to create a culture and environment of understanding, a culture of environment of people who really know what you are thinking, why it needs to be done, and how they're going to get it done. And yes, once again, there are times where you need to say, your philosophy is wrong. I am the CEO of the company. This is the way we do it. But remember, we need everyone's cooperation. We need to form a team. This isn't about you. This is about the team. You went into business and you had a small little business and you could command everything because you were in charge. But the more people that work for you, the bigger your business gets, the more you have to understand exactly what's going on around you so that you can communicate in a way that people understand what needs to be done and why it needs to be done, not just because you say so, because that's what it takes to do business. So give it some thought, and always, when you're talking to people, don't make it about you. Make it about the business. Make it about the needs of the customer. Make it about the needs of the employee. And really sit down and think about what people's needs are, and you will be phenomenally successful. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.